Hello?
Hey, Mr. Tally.
Yeah.
How are you? This is Zach.
How you doing?
Good, man. Thank you for asking. You had filled out a web form on my website about selling your house on Davis Highway.
Yeah.
You still interested in selling it?
What are we talking about? What price?
Well, we hadn't discussed price. I think this is the first time that I've gotten a hold of you. You're not living there, right?
No, I'm not living there. But
Yeah.
let me call you back in a couple of few hours.
All right, when should I give you a call?
Don't know. I can call you back when I get a chance, because see, I'll be on the road a lot, so I don't talk while I'm driving, and so
Okay.
I have to later on I'll be in a particular place. I said, well, let me go ahead and give him a call, whatever,
Okay, I'll let you go, but one more question. Do you know what you want for the house?
Have you seen the house?
Yeah, I have houses in the area. I'm sure you know where the self-storage is over there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I have
Yeah.
houses all around there, and I go to the aquatic facility over there sometimes. So yeah, I know exactly where it's at. I have houses in the area.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I mean, it needs a lot of work.
Hey, well, why don't you give me about 10,000 for it, man?
10,000.
Yeah.
How soon do you want to do it?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Are you available today, or is this something that you would just say, if we can give you 10,000, you're good to go and you don't even need to meet me? I think I can probably do it.
No, I got other calls on it too now. I'm supposed to talk to somebody a little later on that we just talked. And we talked in a text though,
Right.
But when you were calling me, I thought you was part of the same team, because there's other people. There's other people.
Sure. Well, I tell
Yeah.
you this, Mr. Tally. I don't.
I do remember Zach because you called before, didn't you?
Yes, sir, I did.
Yeah, I remember Zach.
Okay, cool. So I tell you this. I'm not in the business. I buy like 20 to 30 houses a month. So I'm not in the business of, making offers and then, just doing the whole runaround. I buy houses, I don't make offers. So, you said you wanted 10,000, right?
Right.
How soon do you want to close?
I mean, we can close in we can close in a week or two or a month. So it doesn't make a whole lot of difference. As long as something's going on, it's all right.
Okay, so if I'm hearing you correctly, we can close less than 30 days, no problem.
Yeah.
Okay, so that would be May. So let's say 5:15 or sooner. I would like to get it wrapped up sooner.
Now I have to okay now I have I deal with to me and to me and another person is administrators, we're the administrators, so we have to I will have to get with the lawyer and let the lawyer know.
Sure. Yeah. So I pay for all closing costs.
Yeah.
So I'm not advising you to do anything, but I would just tell you as a common courtesy, since we're paying for all closing costs,
What about taxes? What about any outstanding taxes?
do you owe any outstanding taxes?
Yeah, I
How
mean,
much do you owe?
yeah, I don't know. I mean, I've got to talk to them Mondays, but it ain't gonna. It's not an outrageous amount, This is probably I'm thinking, I don't know, I'm thinking 500, 600. That's what I'm thinking, so I'm not sure.
Okay.
But,
So,
I mean, go ahead.
I mean, you know, it needs a lot of work, there's no question, but I mean, if we can just, you know, make this quick and simple, and, you know, you've been very straight up with me, and I appreciate you just being honest. You know, I don't necessarily get that all the time, but I tell you what we'll do. If you want to do it, first off, do you have an email address?
Yeah.
Do you mind if I get it? What is your email address?
It's ECLECLIC56 to Gmail.
Can you repeat that one more time, slowly?
ECLECLIC56 to Gmail.
So let me just repeat that back to you. ECLECIC56. At Gmail.
All right. Repeat it again.
ECLECIC.
That's what. Okay. ECLIC.
ECLIC.
56 to Gmail. You know, why don't you let me text it to you, man, because it'll get it perfect.
So I'm going to send you a template right now, just a test email. Do you have your email pulled up on your phone?
No. In fact, man, see, that's the reason why I was going to call you a little later, you know, because I'm in a little bit of time crunch, you know.
Okay.
You know,
Well, so I did email you. You know, here's the thing. You know, I want to do business with you, and I'd like to go forward. You know, if you would like to go forward, you know, what I'm proposing right now is, you know, if we can get it done and I can get it to my attorney by today, then, you know, I can do, you know, what you're asking, and I'll take care of the taxes and pay for all closing costs.
I can't do nothing for you to get it to your attorney today, man.
Have to do anything. All I would need is a commitment, meaning, you know, is if you have access to your email, to just pull it up and it says we're buying it as is, you know, for the agreed price.
I still have to talk to the other person.
Okay, and
that was pre-given before, you know, you called.
Sure.
I have to talk to them. That's why I can't, you know, bottom line it exactly right now, you know. So.
Because like I said, I don't get in the middle of, you know. I don't want to be in the middle of someone else's business. And, you know, if you don't want to go forward, that's fine. But I guess I don't know if I'm doing my job right. 'Cause you said you wanted 10 and I'm saying that I can get you that. So I'm not sure if I'm missing something. What am I missing something?
Yeah. Yeah.
What's that?
I need to have a few days.
Okay. A few days to think about it.
Not to think about it. I just need to have a few days, period. You know, before I can start on a business roll with you.
Okay. Well,
in other words, I can't do that the minute you call, which is now.
Yeah. Well, I
have to have a few days.
Okay. Well, you take as much time as you need. We don't buy every house, when someone says they're selling, but, we do what makes sense, and that's the best I can do. So,
yeah, well, you're doing all right. I mean, you're doing all right. I like it. I'm all right with the deal. I just still need a few days.
Okay. And if I may ask, do you live in Louisiana now?
No, I don't live in it now. I have kinfolks that lived in Louisiana.
Okay.
So, but I used to be there a lot.
Yeah. Okay. So where are you from, if you don't mind? If I'm going to do business with someone, I kind of like to get personal. I hope you don't mind.
No, I'm from, I'm from Chesapeake.
Chesapeake. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool, man. Well, I'm from Richmond.
Yeah. That's somewhere in the middle.
Yeah. That's kind of how I've always been.
I used to take the bypass all the time, man. Going up to Louisa and Charlottesville and all that,
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So you have family in Chesapeake, or are they scattered around, or?
Scattered around, I got a relative that live in Fluvanna.
Right
now,
That's a nice county.
Yeah.
How long have you lived in Chesapeake?
For years. Since the 80s, actually.
Okay. How'd you end up with this house, if you don't mind me asking?
That's my aunt's house. This is my aunt's house.
Okay.
So, look, man, I'm still in my little time crunch now. You getting me.
Okay. Look, I don't want to be rude. I'm sorry. I know you said you were time crunch. So why don't we – you want to talk tomorrow or the next day?
Let me have my few days.
Okay.
And I'll get back with you.
All right. You want me to send you a text?
It doesn't matter. I still get back with you. It doesn't matter.
All right, George. I appreciate you taking the time to speak with me.
All right, man. Take care, man.
Well, I'll talk to you soon, all right?
Right now.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right.